muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Ngali tshona njani mthwaka komose Zimbabwe ngose kwazi mure Zimbabwe. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Mure Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection. This is a live talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, a voice of America. On Tuesday, the 24th of November, 2020, Muriya Zimbabwe, Mtoka Zomoshe, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Our first order of business, Mtoka Zomoshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, unfortunately, due to COVID-19, we are working from home. Now, what this means for you, Abalaleli Betu, is unfortunately, you cannot call in live as per usual. However, Muriya Zimbabwe, kanamuchila, unukwanisa uchitumira my message, and you can send us your views on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. What you can also do is this program is going to be available on our three Facebook pages soon after our radio broadcast on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So you can press the share button. So that we can watch this program in our numbers, but you can also put your comments in the comments section and we will see your feedback. Nonetheless, tripano pano pachirongwa chedu chive chidiki sisonke like so lapa kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. We're together on The Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on COVID-19, umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni mayelana ngokumemetheka komkhuhlane we COVID-19. Now, as we speak, Muriya Zimbabwe, in the world, we are going to be currently in the world is 59,300,000 people that have tested positive for COVID-19. The number is increasing as we speak. As I mentioned, this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time we go on air, Muriya Zimbabwe, these figures could have changed. The death toll is currently at approximately 1,400,000. As for the recoveries, this is some good news. There's more recoveries than there are dead people. Over 38 million people have recovered from COVID-19. Now, in Zimbabwe, currently as we speak, Muriya Zimbabwe, the latest information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare states that there are over 9,300 confirmed COVID-19 cases. The death toll is currently at 273, and there are approximately 8,300 confirmed COVID-19 cases. Now, whilst we're on the same discussion on the data released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care, just yesterday alone, they released that 555 PCR tests were conducted, and of those 555, 88 new cases were detected, 23 recoveries, and 5 deaths. Of those 5 deaths, 4 are in Bulawayo, and 1 is in Mashingo. Zimbabwe currently has 747 active COVID-19 cases. As we speak, once again, Bulawayo and Harare are still amongst the highest of COVID-19 contractions in Zimbabwe. Those are the two main hotspots. Harare currently sitting on 3,348 cumulative COVID tests, and Bulawayo sitting on 2,016 cumulative cases. Now, once again, this is a pre-recorded program, so what this means is by the time we go on air, there's a possibility that these figures might have changed. Nonetheless, that's what we currently have. Now, as a means of helping the Zimbabwe fight umkhuhlane we COVID-19, government recently took to the streets of Bulawayo in a program funded by the Africa Center for Disease Control, the Africa CDC, whereby they were helping volunteers understand more about umkhuhlane we COVID-19. They're training them so that they can also be proactive in the fight against coronavirus. Let's head over to a clip courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Child Care YouTube page, whereby Dr. Portia Manangazira explains more about this program. Let's hear more from her.
We are here in Bulawayo to commence on the round 2 of our pre-deployment training and orientation of community-based workers. This is a program that we started way back in July 2020. It's part of our national response to COVID-19. This is facilitated and funded by the Africa Centers for Disease Prevention and Control under the Continental Pact strategy, which seeks to intensify testing, early detection, confirmation, and effective management of COVID-19 cases so that we can fail this spread. So we saw it prudent to conscientize, sensitize, educate, and train our strategic places within our communities so that they can work very closely with our local health teams and rapid response teams. In terms of raising alerts within the community, carrying out the proper actions, and ensuring that there is a continuum of care of people that are discharged from quarantine and isolation facilities to the community. And there is also intensified surveillance within the community to raise alerts that need the action of the local health teams.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Dr. Phosha Manangazira, who was basically breaking down this program whereby they were in Bulawayo going to Tuzetunga, educating volunteers on how to on how to handle COVID-19 so that they can also train other people and, of course, a better Zimbabwe's fight against umkhuhlane we COVID-19. Now, as mentioned earlier on, when we look at the deaths and the COVID-19 contractions, in the past couple of weeks, Bulawayo has been one of the most dominant places. As I mentioned in the data released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care, just izolo kuphela mthokazi omuhle izolo elizweni jikelele, in the whole country, there were five new deaths that were confirmed, and of those five, four were all from Bulawayo going to Tuzetunga. So as you can mention, and I also mentioned, of the total amount of cases elizweni, 2016 are from Bulawayo alone, Bulawayo being the second highest in terms of COVID-19 contractions. A lot of people seem to be stressing a lot of the area because it's become a hotspot. A lot of deaths and a lot of contractions are becoming confirmed, especially over the last couple of weeks. So we reached out to a member of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association to hear what exactly is happening going to Tuzetunga. And of course, she breaks it down for us. Joining us is Perseverance Nyati of the Bulawayo Residents Association. Let's hear more from Umanyati. Manyati,
it's quite alarming. The COVID-19 figures are rising. The figures that we are being given by the Ministry of Health and Child Welfare, the figures are rising so much. And this is causing a lot of panic amongst residents.
Perseverance, would you say Bulawayo residents are abiding by the guidelines set by the Zimbabwean government and, of course, the World Health Organization that target preventing the spread of coronavirus? Would you say they're abiding them back or in a mask and so forth?
The Bulawayo residents are not abiding by the rules set by the WHO and the Zimbabwe government. We have noticed that most people are now not wearing their mask as a pre-measure to curb this disease. The Zimbabweans are not abiding by the WHO and the Zimbabwe rules and regulations towards the COVID-19 pandemic. People are so much relaxed. There are so many social gatherings that are happening around this time. People are already in December mode. But then we've got a crisis. The crisis, which is COVID-19 in Bulawayo. The shabins are open, the bars are open. But then we have a crisis. And the figures are now alarming. The figures are rising every day.
Now, there also comes the whole discussion around the lockdown, Perseverance. We hear experts recently have been having a discussion around whether or not cities such as Bulawayo and Harare that have been discovered as hotspots should now execute another total lockdown. Last week, we had Dr. Tinotunda Simemezo, who said, you know what, every city should act accordingly based on the data that they're receiving indirectly. And he also said Bulawayo and Harare should, he strongly suggests that they are looking to another lockdown. As an organization that deals with residents and, of course, the people of Bulawayo, what is your take on this and what are the people saying about another lockdown?
At this moment in time, we think that a lockdown can perhaps help, because people are now too relaxed. Lockdown could have a positive impact. It's helping the residents and helping the government in trying to curb this pandemic. We are assisting each other because we have noticed that people in Bulawayo are so much relaxed at this moment in time.
Now, let's take a look at another discussion, which is the reopening of borders that is expected to happen as of December. Zimbabweans are going to be reopening their borders. We see countries such as Botswana have also introduced a reopening borders to Zimbabwe and South Africa. With the COVID cases increasing, do you think this is advisable? And if that is the case, what words would you have to Zimbabweans during this time?
Well, Mike, as we've heard on social media, on national TVs, on newspapers, that Zimbabwe is expected to reopen borders on the 1st of December. At this moment in time, we are saying perhaps we are not ready, because if the borders are now closed, but then people are illegally coming into Bulawayo via bridge, and they are the ones who are bringing this pandemic. So what more if the borders are now legally opened? People will die. People will be infected. More cases will be rising every day, as much as it is happening now.
Now, if we look at what's happening in schools, and I want to zone into one of the schools that seems to be causing, that seems to be in the headlines right now, John Salaka High School. They recently was a breakout of COVID-19 there, affecting hundreds of students. Do you think schools should stay open in the Matabeleland area, considering the increase in COVID cases during this time?
We think schools in Matabeleland should stay open. Why? Because the government initiated the opening of schools just a few weeks ago, two months ago. So closing the schools will literally put a discourse on the progression of schools come 2021. So in order to fight this pandemic, I think the schools must put stringent measures and progress well for the next coming grades, for the next coming secondary classes.
Bese sithinta ke uDabalolo ngolimi luka mama ngolwesiNdebele manyathi. Awusitshela umbono wakho ngokukhuphuka or esingathi ngokuqhubekela phambili kumemetheka umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kakhulukazi kobulawayo, ukubona njani lokho?
Siyananzelela kakhulu ukuthi izinga le-COVID-19 selithe lamemetheka kakhulu kobulawayo. Sikhangela kuma-figures lawo esiwaphiwa ngabe-Ministry of Youth and Child Welfare. Njalo kuyethusa kakhulu ngobana lama-residents, izakhamizi sezethukile, sibili kakhulu kubana kanti emphakathini wethu izinga liyaqansa, thina sicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe liyayehla kanti lona liyaqansa.
Siyezwa ingcwethi ezijeneyo bekhuthaza abakhulu esingathi ama-government officials emadolobheni ajiyeneyo, kakhulukazi eHarare njalo koBulawayo, ukuthi bakhangele ukwenza enye i-lockdown ukuze abantu bengaminyani, ukuze umkhuhlane lo ungaqhubekele phambili umemetheka, ikakhulukazi eHarare kanye lakoBulawayo. Awusitshela umbono wakho ngalokho, ukubona njani lokho?
Thina njengama-residents sibona kungumbono omuhle, ngoba izinga leli zingabulokhu likhuphuka, abantu abaningi bazabhubha. Njalo ukubhubha kwabantu asonto enhle. Sikhulumela ekuthini abantu kumele sizigcine, kumele unakekele umuntu oseduzane kwakho. Ngakho-ke siyagcizelela njalo siyinhlanganiso ukubana besicela nje abantu bacabangisise kakhulu ukuthi impilo iqakathekile. Impilo iqakathekile, njalo-ke asibuyeleni ekugcineni ama-rules and regulations ona lawo esaphiwayo, ukubana social distance, washing of hands, lokuziphatha kahle nje sigqoka ama-mask ethu. Singabuyela ku-lockdown, mhlawumbe kungasinceda njengedolobho. Sizafikela abantu abaningi kubhubhano lwe-COVID.
Bese sikhangela-ke okwenzakalayo esikolo se-John Talak High School. Siyabona ukuthi esikolo lesi kulabantu abaningi ngempela abasebebanjwe nalo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo kulesi sikolo se-John Talak High School, ubona ngani isikolo kumele siqhubekele phambili zivuliwe na
ikakhulukazi emathebelele.
Sinanzelela njalo Mike ukubana ezikole ezithile kube kwaba lokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 okwethusa uBulawayo, kwethusa abazali babantwana abafunda ezikolo. Njalo siyagcizelela siyinhlanganiso yezakhamizi ukubana nxa kungavalwa izikolo kuzaphambanisa njalo futhi uhlelo lwezikolo olomnyaka ozayo olwa-2021. Izikolo nje kumele zifake ama-measures khonokhana ukuthi akula mntana omele angene ngena mask, akula mntana omele akhiphe imask, kumele kufumigate ezikolo, kubona ukuthi kuhlanzekile, kukhangelisise sibili ukuthi even labotitshala labo banjani, bafake ama-mask, bafundisa abantwana begqoke ama-mask wona la esikhuluma ngawo, kube lama measures nje njengezikolo. Amboni ukuthi kungaphazamisa nxa konke kungalandelwa.
Silukandaba sithanda ukubonga u-Perseverance Nyathi owenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. There Muri Zimbabwe was Perseverance Nyathi of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association highlighting what's happening in Ubuntu Tuzetunga. You heard her there. We touched on what's happening in the schools. We touched on what's happening in Bulawayo. We also focused on what is going to be happening soon in Zimbabwe, whereby the borders are going to be opening. And she says, as Bulawayo residents, they are really scared of that because she firmly believes one of the things, not just herself, but also medical experts, one of the things that's contributing to Bulawayo's high figures is the fact that Bulawayo, there's a lot of people coming in into the country illegally without receiving their COVID tests, and they're settling in places such as Bulawayo. So that's one of the things that she feels it scares her. As a Bulawayo resident, because she feels as though the proximity to South Africa being one of the most affected places by coronavirus in Africa, might be a thing that might even skyrocket and push our COVID numbers in Bulawayo even higher. As we mentioned earlier on, Muria Zimbabwe, right now in Bulawayo, Bulawayo currently has at least 2,016 COVID cases, and the number of deaths is currently sitting at 78. Just yesterday, there were 4 new cases that were reported. But now, what's on the discussion of another lockdown in cities such as Bulawayo and Harare that are really, really being impacted by coronavirus? We reached out to Dr. Chinotenda Simemeza. We've had him on this program quite a few times to hear his thoughts. Dr. Simemeza sent us a short clip whereby he is explaining his thoughts on another lockdown. Let's hear more from Dr. Simemeza.
Jimbo nenjimbo ziri muno muZimbabwe ziri kufana kutarisa situation dzavo dzekuti munharaunda medu chichiri kunatsoitika kuti chirwere chiwedzere. Ichiruna tokonzeresa. Saka ndinoti ini kana vakuru vana mazvikokota nevanoona nezvemutemo vekuBulawayo vaona kuti muno Bulawayo vanhu vari kunyanya kufamba, izvi ndo zviri kuita kuti chirwere chitekeshere maningi, regachione kuti choita sei. I think they should act according to their own situation that is there. Mm-hmm. So that they help you. The same to the different regions country. They should study the patterns of where this virus is spreading and then act accordingly. So I would not say go for it only, but I would say let's study the patterns of the disease in the different areas and then act accordingly. So if a shutdown is required, like what is happening now in the UK, Nehu, America, then we can do that. But if just strict restrictions in terms of wearing masks, while sanitizing hands, social distancing, aka implement ku jimbo dzakasiyana siyana, zvinokwanisa kushanda zvakare. Saka inini ndinoti let's act according to the different pockets that we have in the different regions.
Dr. Chinotunda Sibemeza giving his input on another lockdown, on his thoughts on whether or not our places like Harare or Bulawayo should consider venturing into another lockdown. Every town should act accordingly, the same way that every country acts accordingly. So based on the data, every town should look at the data that they're receiving from the Ministry of Health and Childcare. They say they end up making decisions based on that information that they receive. Now, over the times of Muria Zimbabwe, we've also talked about another thing. What can youth do in helping against the fight against our coronavirus? Now, recently, we've been talking about the fact that people seem to have relaxed a lot in Zimbabwe when we talk about COVID-19. People are not wearing their masks as usual, as mentioned by Perseverance Nyati and medical experts that have come onto this program. They are urging Zimbabweans, and Aiwa, Kezae Moko, wear your masks and so forth. It's very, very important, especially now more than ever during a time where COVID cases are increasing. We have a clip that we're about to play, courtesy of the Welda Health Organization, Zimbabwe branch, of course, of two young Zimbabweans, airport students, Blessing Konga and Clive Munyati, who are basically discussing together about the importance of wearing a mask, because they also highlight that people seem to have relaxed a lot more than I have taken my mask in the way that they're supposed to accordingly wear the mask. Let's head over to these two young gentlemen to hear their thoughts on the importance of wearing a mask. The above footage that we're about to play is courtesy of the World Health Organization. Well, Muria Zimbabwe, you just heard there the two young guys from airport Warmia to Tsanangura. Aiwa, Omanans coronavirus, Aisatia Pera. And please, Muria Zimbabwe, act accordingly. And the take my mask in a necessary way. If you're going to be wearing a mask, Hansi, close your mouth, close your nose. Make sure that you are safe and as preserved as possible. Now, we also have a clip whereby one of our correspondents reached out to Professor Solwayo Ngwenya, who is based in Gondo Tshunga in Bulawayo. And Professor Ngwenya talks about a lockdown. Professor Ngwenya talks about what's happening in Bulawayo with COVID cases. As I mentioned, we like to hear more from medical experts. So let's head over to Professor Solwayo Ngwenya of Mbilo Hospital to hear his thoughts on what's happening in Bulawayo.
In Nanda, Ulapa Bulawayo, Liatezu, Tiwani le coronavirus, Alice Ablava Bandabani, Mogalinda, locally corner, the transalician, the Memetic and Young Lead. Sia Kwaisa Kuru, Tilali, the Kono, Konjalo, who meant the Lazi, I'm going to Abis and Jalo, they locked down the Lali, the Lilling, I turned up a name with. Mama Wunga locked down, Bona Impulus, Abandabani, Alexis Lonia, and so the Lil Dale Usi.
Professor Solwayo Ngwenya, uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi izulu kandaba umkhuhlane lo usumemetheka ngendlela emangalisayo ikakhulukazi kobulawayo 2016 cases as we speak. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi abantu kumele bazame ngamandla abo wonke ungaminyani, kumele baqhubekele phambili behlonipha imithetho ye lockdown. So wash your hands. Uyasho ngempela usikhiqo sifundo Professor Solwayo Ngwenya ukuthi maintain social distancing and wear your masks accordingly, as mentioned by Perseverance Nyati, who we had earlier on lapha kuhlelo lesabasakulayo. People seem to be relaxing a lot now, and they also touch on the fact that now all of a sudden abantu sebeminyana, they're now meeting in bars, they're now meeting in all these social places, and they're saying COVID-19 has not gone anywhere. Muria Zimbabwe, please act accordingly, please protect yourself by all means necessary. Now, whilst on the discussion of the spread of COVID-19, another place whereby coronavirus is starting to spread is schools. Recently, we've heard of a John Talak High School, which is just outside outside Bulawayo, whereby there are hundreds of students have contracted COVID-19, have tested positive for umkhuhlane we COVID-19. Recently, Reverend Useni Sibanda and the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance were at John Talak High School, whereby they were giving donations to help against umkhuhlane we COVID-19, against their fight against coronavirus, seeing as though hundreds of students have tested positive for COVID-19. Let's head over to Reverend Useni Sibanda, who's going to tell us more about what he was doing at John Talak High School, and of course, what's happening, how many students have tested positive for COVID-19, and most importantly, what are they doing to help the students and teachers?
As I stand here, I represent teachers from Matabeleland, from Midlands, from Mashonaland, from all over. So this is the church in action. As you can see, Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, our main aim is to see a peaceful Zimbabwe. So believe ukuthi imkhuhlane lokunye can bring discomfort to people. Like now, our communities are distressed by COVID-19. So we have been responding, taking immaterial like these to quarantine centers around the country, special targeting our border towns, yes, and inflow towns. But now we realize that John Talak was quite unique.
Yes.
It's not a quarantine center, but because of what has happened, we have people quarantined here, and we have decided to do an emergency response situation,
yes,
based on the needs that we received from you. So therefore, today I've brought with us toilet papers. These are 20 times 9 packs. So these are almost 180 rolls that we have brought in, yes. And then we've got bleach, which is our chemicals that you need for cleaning, for making sure the place is safe. We've got 20 times 5 liters. So we hope this can push you for some time. And we brought a surgical mask.
Yes.
So we've got 1,950 of those surgical masks that are in a box. Then our bucket, we realize which you might need bucket either to separate things, materials, or for washing, for kids to be washing. So we brought 10 times 20 liters of this bucket. It's for the school to see how we want to use them. I also want to take this time to appreciate UK Aid, which is the Foreign Commonwealth Office, that actually has given us a donation to respond to COVID. So this is part of the donation. We decided to include the John Talak into it. And our prayers are with both the students that are here, with you as teachers and authorities, as well as with the parents and communities.
So, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Reverend Useni Sibanda, who's breaking down what they were doing at John Talak High School, whereby they were helping against the school's fight against umkhuhlane with COVID-19. Recently, it was announced that hundreds of students at John Talak High School are tested positive for umkhuhlane with COVID-19. So, yikho lokho okwenzakalayo esikolo ndizo zviri kuitika ka ku John Talak High School.
Chipanda Poe Kamangma Wiza, I'm a quite artist, aka Mr. Columnist to an Venetian. Guys, COVID-19, Ababiza and Corona in the corner. Pambili and social distancing, as Kazan is under always. Stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, Majid. Easy.
Uhlelo deconnection lami uMike Hove Muriya Zimbabwe chirongwa deconnection mweneni Mike Hove. Unfortunately, due to coronavirus, we're working from home. What this means is you cannot call in as per usual. See, can I'm chidogs from Andreu? You can send us a message on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. But now, whilst on the same discussion of what's happening in schools, John Talak High School is not the only school in Zimbabwe whereby students have tested positive for COVID-19. Recently, also, there's another school in Chinoy whereby students have tested COVID-19. Schools in different parts of the country have now have students that are testing positive for COVID-19, which means umkhuhlane we COVID-19 usumemetheka esikolo. Coronavirus is now spreading in Zimbabwean schools. So what we found it necessary to reach out to the teachers themselves. Recently, there's been a whole discussion around what's happening in Zimbabwean schools with regards to the teachers' protests, teachers protesting against their low salaries, teachers protesting against not what they were claiming wasn't enough distribution of PPE, with, especially in rural schools. One of them that we reached out to is Robson Chere of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union. He's a teacher himself, and he's also a secretary general of the organization. Uchere highlights several different things whereby he feels as though when it comes down to it, he feels as though schools need to be closed. And, of course, government needs to sort teachers' salaries out ASAP because that is something that would help against the fight against umkhuhlane with COVID-19 elizweni. Let's hear more from Robson Chere of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe.
Earning paltry salaries, salaries which are eroded. And we have been consistent on this issue towards our employer, to telling our employer to address this issue or to do with the remuneration of teachers. An empowered teacher is one who can deliver very well and professionally. We will not expect to see incapacitated teachers going and delivering proper lessons when they are teaching on empty stomach. So we have been consistent in terms of actually trying to demand what the teacher rightfully must earn. But of late, the government has come up with another position of increasing, but still the salaries are below the poverty bottom line. So the teachers remain incapacitated. In the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, our teachers have not been able to report back to work because they are incapacitated. In the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, we are not going to invigilate learners whom we have not taught, learners who have not completed the syllabus. It is very dangerous, and we are not going to allow that. So we have launched our Save Education campaign in Zimbabwe. We've been doing consultative meetings with our members. Just recently during the weekend, we had these consultative meetings. One in the northern provinces, that is in Manicaland, Marsh West, Marsh East, and Harare. And then another one was in the southern region, Midlands, Marsh South, Marsh North, and Bulawayo. And our members resolved to come up into a series of protest action demanding the government to save our education, which is under attack and which is in crisis as well.
What does it mean for you guys as R2s now that some other teachers' unions have agreed to go back to schools?
Yeah, we have taken note of some of the teachers' unions that have agreed to go back to school. But I would not want to lie to the nation. I would want to say the truth is that they compromise the position that we have as a united front of teacher union. But genuine teachers, the teachers themselves, are not back into schools. They might say that in the media, but issuing press statements whatsoever. But teachers are still incapacitated. Teachers are actually in their homes. And this is the reason why we are saying we have launched and saved our education campaign right now, where we have consulted. And now we are going to take collective effort with the teachers in terms of confronting the crisis that we have in the education sector, so that the government will actually restore the dignity of a teacher by paying salaries that we agreed, 520.
Let's now delve into the whole COVID-19 discussion. You've already touched on what's happening in at John Pollock High School. Do you think that schools should remain open?
The school should actually close, and then there should be measures to make sure that all those learners, they are quarantined, and there's also proper testing as well, and trace also the movement that they might have done for the past few weeks, so as to trace even if there is any suspect of having contracted or spread the pandemic to other people. So even at the moment, if there are no proper measures like we have also said in place, schools must close. Then we have time also to put in proper precautionary measures in place, because even if we have to close down John Talak only and a few and other schools that got cases, also cases are going to come in from other areas, because these learners and teachers are still exposed. We have learners who are traveling to school overcrowded, even in a one combi. Combi carrying about 40 learners. There is no social distancing of whatsoever. We have schools that do not have running water at the moment. We have schools that do not have even sanitizers, stock of thermometers. Government has not been providing all these things. So we are sitting actually on a time bomb when we let these schools continue operating without addressing these issues.
Let's talk a little more about the education of students here. We've spoken to other parents, and some of them are saying, you know what, it's about time that schools open because students need to continue with their education. But as an educator, you're highlighting that, you know, there's a lot of issues that need to be resolved first before schools open. Exams have already been set. The dates have already been clearly vocalized. They're around the corner, as you mentioned. So what needs to be done to help students? Because even if you go back as teachers now, is that enough time to help?
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing in that issue. Yes, we have different types of parents. Some also might not understand the value or how this education system must operate. One, when we are talking about education, we need to look into the quality aspect of the education and also the access to education as well and the inclusivity of it. A school in Dotito, a school in Uzumbamaramba Pungwe, or in Mudzi will not have all this at the moment, especially when you are talking about the precaution measures even to do with COVID-19. But you cannot compare that school with Peterhouse, which is in Marondera, a Group A school. So when you are talking about education model, should also be inclusive, and the quality aspect of it can only be guaranteed when there's the materials are enough for each and every student, and also when the teacher is motivated to deliver the best output. And in terms of having exams now, it's not proper to have exams, because we are talking about the learners. Teachers, as educators, would want to produce the best product. So the learners should complete the syllabi. And then after completing the syllabi, then it will be examined on the material that they've learned in the syllabi. But to talk of learners having an examination where they've not even covered half of the syllabi, it is very dangerous. We are not going to produce quality.
Vachere, tombobatanyai ne rurimirwa amai pachidimbu. Chotanga panyaye zvirikuitika muzvikoro, tikuona zvirikuitika kuJohn Tallaght High School uko. Ini sevarairidzi pamakatanga kuratidzira, makaratidzira muchiti aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe panyaya yemihoro yamuri kutambira, uyezve nyaya yePPE muzvikoro. Chiudzeiwo maondero enyu pamusoro pezviri kuitika kuJohn Tallaght High School.
Nyaya iri kuitika nyaya yekuti macases eCOVID-19 iko zvino akusumuka kunyanya muzvikoro. Ndiwo atova masenda ekunge COVID ichisumukira. Inyaya yatakaisa kuhurumende tichinyunyuta kuti zvikoro hazvingavhurwa kana pasina gadziriro dzaitwa dzakakwana dzekunge vana vasingazokwanisi kunge vachitapurirana denda irori pamwe chete nevarayiridzi. Ndinodaira pane nguva yatakatomboendesana kumatare muna June. Hurumende ichida kuenderera mberi nekunyoresa bvunzo, asi zvisinei wakazoenderera mberi zvekare nekuvhura. Isu mushure mekunge tataura kuti zvikwanisiro zvinoita kuti denda iri ringae risingatapuriranwe ngazvinge zviripo hazvina kunge zvagadziriswa. Saka iko zvino takuona, but zvinhu zvisina kunge zvakanaka kuti tizoone mushure mekunge patoitika dhamenji wedambudziko, asi taikwanisa kunge tichidzivirira. Panyaya yemuhoro tiri kuti hurumende ngaigadzirise nyaya yemuhoro yevarayiridzi. Varayiridzi kuti vange vachidzidzisa vakafaranuka, hunge murayiridzi achinge akaguta, hunge murayiridzi asiya mwana wake adya chikafu, hunge murayiridzi achikwanisa kunge abhadharira mwana wake mari yemaschool fees yekuchikoro. Saka kana izvi zvisina kunge zvagadziriswa, nyaya yekuti murayiridzi akanga anodzidzisa achinyuta, asi panguva inoti kuti varayiridzi muhoro yavari kuwana haisi kutokwanisa kuti munhu aende, nekuti vanhu vaakutorarama nekuita mari chokunge vachirarama. Saka havasi kukwanisa, tinoti tiri paincapacitation nekuda kwemuhoro yedu, kunyange hurumende yakaisa yainoti kachidimbu, asi kachidimbu aka hakana Shakaka kwanisa kunge kachikava panyaya yemasalary edu. Tinotarisa kuti vanenge vachitaura kuti vapachidimbu, but mukatarisa pane maallowance akafanana naCovid anenge achiverengerwa ipapo, asi hasitombori pasalary. Saka mari yedu tinotaura kuti ichiri pasi pepoverty datum line, uye varayiridzi vachiri incapacitated kunge vachidzokera kumabasa.
Tandikubonga uRobson Chere ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Tinotenda vaRobson Chere, Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, vari kugunungona vari kuchema-chema vachiti aiwa ivo sevarayiridzi, they're pleading nehurumende, vabvuma havo kuti hongu varipo havo vakati vakabvuma kuda kudzokera kuzvikoro, asi vari kuti hanzi nango zvakadaro zvichakadaro mihoro yavari kutambiriswa nehurumende haina kumira mushe. They're saying kuti they're not happy with the salaries that they're receiving. One, two, they're pleading hurumende kuti hulumeni, please, if you can, extend the examinations, because they feel as though it's very unfair on the students for them to be writing an examination on a syllabus that they didn't get enough time to study. Now, let's also head over to a protest that was done not so long ago, maybe just under a month ago, by the Junior Parliament of Zimbabwe, whereby they were protesting, pleading with President Emmerson Mnangagwa to address the teachers' situation, because they feel as though it's unfair for them as students, one, to write exams when teachers are not back at school, and secondly, for them to write exams during a time whereby they don't know much about the syllabus and a lot of students have not completed the syllabus. Let's head over to the speaker. His name is Christopher Jaden Mutasa. He speaks on what they were doing in the streets. And once again, this is something that happened just under a month ago, whereby they were talking about some of the issues addressed by the Secretary General of ASUS, Robson Chere.
We are appealing to His Excellency, Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa, for he said that the voice of the people is the voice of God. So we are therefore appealing to him, saying that the children of Zimbabwe are saying, we want our teachers back and we're not ready to write an examination. Right now we're looking at a situation ever since last year. Teachers have been on go strike. They've been on strike ever since last year. Now we're now at COVID. This year we're now at COVID. And this year it's now a strike. So we're saying that how can a child who's not capacitated, some children do not even have teachers, they rely on teachers to take notes for them. So how then are they going to seek for a national examination that determines their future? We cannot lead a future, we cannot lead a student board, or we cannot lead a generation that does not know what it's doing.
Yes.
Henceforth, we are appealing to the government, please, we are not for violence. We are not even sent by any political party, we're non-political. Education is not political. Therefore, they should not dilemma ourselves and think that we are for political endeavors. We're not even sent by the US, we're not even sent by nothing. What we want is just our education, and that is what we want the government to respect. If they cannot respect that, then I don't know what they want to respect, because education is the key to success. Our generation needs and is crying for a basic education. That is what we are appealing for. We are appealing to Honorable Matema. That's why we even petitioned about 22 letters, 22 petitions that we petitioned with him before we even thought about doing a demonstration. So, but then he was not for it. He told us that he was not the one that brought COVID. So we are saying, who brought COVID? The children's board are speaking and they're saying, we did not bring COVID.
The Speaker of the Junior Parliament, Christopher Jaden Mutasa, he was basically breaking down ukuthi bona njengabasakhulayo abathabanga ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni, bayasho ngempela ukuthi uhulumeni kumele akulungisise ngesiphangiphangi udubo lwababalisi, udubo lwabathisha, kuthiwa hhayi bona abasi kufara nezviri kuitika munyika panguva iyo varayiridzi vachiri kuratidzira manzwaka. VaRobson Chere vachiti aiwa ivo sesangano vachiri kuendera mberi vachiratidzira nepamusana pekuti mari yavari kutambira haikwani, haikwani kuitira kuti murayiridzi ave nemukana wekutengawo zvinomuraramisawo, uyezve vachiri kugunun'una nezviri kuitika muzvikoro panguva iyo tukunzwa zviri kuitika kuna John Talak High School nezvimwewo zvikoro zviri kuitika, for example, kuchinoi uko, apo vadzidzi vari kubata chirwere cheCovid-19, chirwere cheCovid-19 chiri kuendera mberi chichitekeshera muzvikoro. So that event that whereby we heard Christopher Jaden Mutasa achitaura, that is something that happened just under a month ago, apo varayiridzi vanga vachiendera mberi vachiratidzira. Saka ndizvo zviri kuitika munyika patinotarisa nyaya dzedzidzo. Uhlelo ti connection lami u Mike Hove muri eZimbabwe chirongwa ti connection mwene ni Mike Hove. Unfortunately, due to coronavirus, we're working from home. What this means is you cannot call in as per usual. See, kana mchidog tupa maundre you, you can send us a message on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. This broadcast that you're tuned into right now is going to be available on our three Facebook pages soon after our radio broadcast on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Nepa, VOA Studio 7. So if you want Muria Zimbabwe, you can leave your comments in the comment section and we'll be seeing your feedback. Makati rachirongwa chene cheveche iki, ushelo The Connection.
Bagiti, iskalibu nani. Anya, zikutu kutuwa into dia ping relaxed, kangane kangane ngacho kuinto loku kuya checha. What are the Minyan Subrising Manga the Mangan and Agobia Wayo? I don't know what we need to get this finish. About you, Jolomusu, if I go with my school, Vanizim. About you, Valumlo Mokupe, Amakana Pansa. How Makaniga went away? Oh, Makaniga, I better be stupid. We are going to go to the school to talk 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 to the right thing. To hamba to the school to talk 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 to
Marcellus Kobo Kobo. We are showing Peluti Korana Mask Jega Loko. That was highlighted by Abasakulayo, who are students in Epworth. Uti Korana Mask, Koraning Amamask, Nenshela, Faneleyo, and Sekai Mamask in the according way. Varai Miromo, Varai Mino. Make sure that your mouth and nose are covered. That footage that we just watched is courtesy of our site, Mandela Skobo Kobo. Which is a deep connection. Ilami Umay Kohore Muria Zimbabwe. Just under 14 minutes left. Let's delve into what's happening here in the United States of America. Over the past couple of weeks, since the November the 3rd, America has been talking about nothing else but the U.S. elections. President-elect Joe Biden won the, well, according to what has been mentioned so far, President-elect Joe Biden is the one who is expected to take over the reins in 2021. Now, just as an announcement. Just last night, we saw President Donald Trump tweeting that he is now allowing the transition from himself to President-elect Joe Biden. President-elect Joe Biden yesterday was expected to announce his new cabinet. He's already started making some of the picks. So let's head over to our VOA correspondent who's going to explain to us what's been happening so far and, of course, who has been picked by President-elect Joe Biden, and what does this mean for some of the people? We, over the time, people have been talking about discussions with regards to women empowerment, discussions with regards to empowerment of people of color, discussions with regards to immigrants being treated, the way immigrants should be treated in the United States of America. So let's head over to some of the cabinet picks that were made by President-elect Joe Biden and understand more. What do they mean with regards to some of these discussions?
Iran made a fundamental choice.
Antony Blinken served as Deputy Secretary of State during the former Obama-Biden administration and has been advising President-elect Joe Biden since 2002. He graduated from high school in Paris, France, and is a strong supporter of NATO and other alliances and multilateral institutions. Blinken led the U.S. response to a global refugee crisis, and in 2016, he appeared on the American children's show Sesame Street to explain who refugees are and how we can all learn from each other.
These are people who've had to leave their homes because life in their countries was not safe for them. Grover, can you imagine how difficult it would be To have to leave your home?
No, I cannot. I would never want to leave Sesame Street.
Some analysts say Blinken's first priority will be to repair relationships and rejoin agreements President Donald Trump quit, like the Iran nuclear deal and others.
I think his first and most major priority will be restoring the perception of the United States as a trusted ally and partner around the world. I think he's going to want to shore up relationships that were damaged. Essentially, you know, the mantra is we're back. You know, re-enter the United States into the Paris Climate Accords. You know, trying to find a way potentially to extend the New START agreement.
In another announcement, veteran diplomat Linda Greenfield Thomas is Biden's choice to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
But what I did have, I had the hopes and the dreams of my mother, who taught me at a very early age that I could face any challenge or adversity put in my path.
If confirmed by the Senate, Blinken would assume State Department leadership from Mike Pompeo, who has served as Secretary of State since April 2018. Cindy Sane, VOA News, Washington.
Well, shout out to Cindy Sane for that report. Moria Zimbabwe, you heard those are some of the picks that have been made by President-elect. He's ready to hit the ground running. He has made some of the cabinet picks that are going to be taking over the reins if agreed by Senate. Sakandilo Shurukuyitika, but we also reached out to some Zimbabwean Americans, amongst them Moko Gumbo, a young Zimbabwean American who has been very active in rallying people to go out and vote in the 2020 elections. He is based in Texas. So I reached out to Moko to understand more.
Economics is very important. Mm-hmm. So an economy and a strong economy is very good. When I was in school, I studied economics. So obviously that's where I'm going to be more focused and lean towards. It's very important, especially for millennials. Millennials, we are by statistically the poorest of all the other generations. And so I think it's very important that you start making policies towards us in which we're able to be successful economically, just like our grandparents were, the baby boomers.
Moku, what about issues in relation to immigration? You're a Zimbabwean American, so I'm curious to hear your take on that. How important is that to you?
Immigration for me is so weird in the sense that, you know, I became a U.S. citizen a couple years back, and then you realize Americans don't know anything about immigration. So it's kind of interesting whenever people talk about immigration as if it's like this thing you can just walk through. Because it's not true. It's one of the hardest things you can do. And in this country, it's very, very hard.
Now, Moku, when we talk about participation, the 2020 U.S. Elections witnessed quite a number of Africans partaking in the elections, vying for very important decision-making positions here in the United States of America. Of course, these are now Africans who are now of these are United States citizens who are now of African descent. How important is such participation to you as a Zimbabwean American?
Absolutely. I mean, even people, I know it's so weird to think about, but Barack Obama, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Barack Obama is he's African. Mm-hmm. His dad was a policymaker in Kenya, but people don't think of him as African. Mm-hmm. And so for me, since then, you know, there's tons and tons of people who sort of like him, sort of like me. Mm-hmm. Two of my sisters, my youngest sisters, they were born in the United States. But when you hear them talk, you know, they sound American. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a little bit more nuanced than that. Mm-hmm. And so for me, you know, a problem, and I really endorse it because it adds to diversity.
All right, Moria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Moku Gumbo, a young Zimbabwean American. He's been very active in rallying people to go out and vote in the 2020 elections. Uyasho ngempela umbono wakhe. He highlights what he would like to come out of the U.S. Presidential elections. Yena uyasho ngempela ukuthi njengosakhulayo indaba zokuthuthukiswa kwabasakhulayo, indaba zokuthuthukiswa kwesimo somnotho, indaba zokuthuthukiswa kwabesifazana, indaba zokuphathwa kahle kwabantu abavela kwamanye amazwe, njalo indaba zokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abensundu, abantu abamnyama, hayi lokho khanya ngani kuqakathekile kuye. Saka njengoba ngasithi seyiwaka namukugumbo wechidiki ari chizvaro chezimbabwe ave kugara muno muamerica muku akavhota gore rino, uyezve angane chirongwa, angari nhengo yechirongwa changa chakanangana nekuunganidza vanhu kuitira kuti vabude neuwandu hwavo vachinovhota gore rino. Muku anyatsotsanangura akati iye sewechidiki ari chizvaro chezimbabwe ave kugara muno akaonawo mukana wekuvhota gore rino, hanzi zvinhu hai pane zvinhu zvakati wandei zvakakosha kwaari zvaari kutarisira kuti vatanga vachitora matomu ekuva mutungamiriri wenyika vajoe biden vatanga vachiita. Zvinhu izvi zvinosanganisira kusimudzirwa kwevanhukadzi, kusimudzirwa kwevanhu vatema kana kuti vatinoti nechirungu maminorities, uyezve nyaya yekugadziriswa kwemamiriro akaita upfumi kuitira kuti vechidiki navo vawane mikana yekuzvisimudzira patinotarisa nyaya dzemabhizinesi. Chirongwa The Connection, muineni Mike Hove muri Zimbabwe, tipeiwo maonero enyu +12024650318. Lilako ukuzitumezela imibono yenu lisebenzisa iWhatsApp kunombolo ethi +12024650318. This broadcast is also going to be available kuFacebook emakhasini ethu amathathu, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona naku VOA Ndebele. Lingakhohlwa izuluka njaba ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi share njalo like, ukuze sizwe phela ukuthi sibukele uhlelo lwethu ngobuningi bethu, njalo sibone ukuthi hayi likhona ngempela abantu abalalela uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Chirongwa The Connection, muineni Mike Hove muri Zimbabwe. Preza featuring a Roots Africa anzi na tirarira geza imaoko, geza imaoko, regai kusaungana. 2019 is the number to dial if you're looking, if you suspect kuchipamwe unenge watipa kwe nechirwere che coronavirus. Tashika kumagume chirongwa chedu chevechidiki muri Zimbabwe, sesifikile mapetseleni ohlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Kodwa sigqiba uhlelo lethu, I also wanted to touch on the fact yokuthi kusasa, as of tomorrow muri Zimbabwe, the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign, the 2020 campaign, kicks off. This year, the theme of the 2020 campaign is Orange the World, Fund, Respond, Prevent, and Collect. Now, the theme this year is surrounded or focuses on what's been what was talked about, the discussion around gender-based violence that happened lockdown Zimbabwe. But what's on the same discussion of gender-based violence and, of course, helping women in this year's campaign against of the 16 days against violence, there's a young Zimbabwean who's based here, Munomu Ameri, Makanaka Chikoero, who has recently won in a program that was hosted in Chicago by the Chicago Red Stars. Now, this program itself has allowed Makanaka to continue with a program that she has been running already that is going to be helping young women in the Chimanimani area. Saka aiwa tinoti makorokoto Makanaka, uyezve takatarisira kuti maybe next week tikawana mukana tichamuunza pano kwachirongwa chedu chevechidiki kuitira kumunzwe zvizere. But that's what's happening across the world muri Zimbabwe. Tomorrow, the 16 days of activism against GBV, gender-based violence, kicks off. Wadalokwalamtsamthokazi omuhle zimpako omuhle tsashika kumagumo echongwa chelutsha nasi sesifikile emaphetseleni wohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo nasi mchongwa sengathi tizeya nyaye zvekuthekeshera kwechirwere cheCOVID-19. We also gave you an update of what's happening here in the United States of America. Mangwana msakangano muri Zimbabwe, the program 16 days of gender-based violence against 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. The program kickstarts Mangwana. So ngeviki zayo sikhangela ukuthi we're going to be touching on that. Bona lo balamsha thokaza umuhle Zimbabwe umuhle. Let's meet in time, same place. Pano pachirongwa chedu chevechiki. Muineni Mike Hobe muri Zimbabwe. Thokaza umuhle. Bye bye.
Nera kana kamuri ya Zimbabwe ino studio 7
tichitepe nyura tiri mu Washington DC lingali chona njani Zimbabwe omuhle le yi studio 7 ekwethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe
sisakaza